Today, we say goodbye to a person who has led our show day in and day out for 3 years, and it's a goodbye we really don't want to make.
But we must, because today is our executive producer Erica Aguilar's last day. She has guided our staff of editors, producers, and hosts through an avalanche of news from the full-scale invasion of Ukraine to the overturning of Roe v. Wade to the Israel-Gaza war and, of course, a consequential U.S. presidential election that we all just lived through.
But before we go any further, I want all our co-hosts to send our appreciation together. So Steve and A are here as well. Hey, guys.
Hey, good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Okay, so tell us, what's your favorite Erica memory? Steve, do you want to start?
Oh, my goodness. It's her passion. I can't give a specific story, except she's always present. She always cares. She's interested in learning continuously and has been totally focused on transforming this decades-old program.
A, what about you?
Well, my thing is, so I remember she'd just been on the job a few months, and I had written a return about how Snoop Dogg pays someone $50,000 to roll his blunts. And I wrote in a line how I wouldn't do that, but for half that, I would pour out his gin and juice. And Erica and I got into this very long Slack battle because I wanted to keep all that. And she said, no, that's not the way an NPR host should present himself.
Erica always reining you
right
in.
And she won. But I realized that she cares. She cares about us, the show, and how we present ourselves to the world. So that's what I got my first idea of who Erica Aguilar is.
For me, it's not the phone calls I would get, like, go to Ukraine or go cover the Israel-Gaza war. It's actually going into her office right after the show and sitting there and speaking deeply about the voices that are missing, what else we need to do. It's that same sense of passion where I'm like, Erica's in it with us, the hosts, but also with all of our editors and producers who make this incredible show every single weekday.
Well, you know, to that end about being in it, my favorite memory is we had a town hall in Ferguson, Missouri, which, as you might imagine, you know, was kind of tense.
I remember.
It was the 10th anniversary of the death of Michael Brown in a police encounter. A member of the audience literally started screaming during the event at members of the panel and calling them names, making some very sort of personal remarks about them and their perceived, you know, politics and so forth. And Erica jumped up and grabbed a mic and ran over there. And I thought, wow, okay, she's a newswoman.
Okay.
She knows what's
recording
up.
Recording the event.
She knows what's up.
She's like, we need to get this on tape. Yeah.
So that is my favorite memory. So obviously we all wish her well.
Yeah.
And
we're
just, you know, really excited for her next chapter.
But one thing.
Go ahead, Layla.
But one thing I don't understand about Erica. Mm-hmm. She loves Mondays.
Yes. And working.
And working.
And working in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know where that comes from.
I didn't get that memo.
I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't get that.
I mean, there are different ways to be a manager, but part of her job as manager, as she sees it, is to show up. To show up, which is 90% of life, they say.
And she makes us better for it.
I'm still expecting a Slack from her at some point in the next few months.
Exactly. Months from now. A, you're a little behind. A little less gin and juice, please.
Right.
Okay, Steve, A, Layla, Erica, we're going to miss you a lot, and we wish you well on this next chapter.
We'll miss you. Goodbye.
We'll miss you.
Hasta pronto. You say.